Monday morning at 9:04, we're glad you've chosen WVIK Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara. Today marks 1 year since Hamas operatives entered Israel, killed 1,200 people, and took 251 as hostages. Since last October 7th, over 41,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israel strikes. The Quad Cities Coalition for Palestine held an arms embargo rally this past Saturday in Moline. One of the organizers, Rachel, whose last name is being withheld for safety reasons, says Americans worried about the possible impacts of a wider conflict should understand what is already happening.
It's not a matter of if we end up in a full-blown regional war or world war that it's going to start impacting Iowans. It's impacting us now. It's impacting us now every day. Those are funds that could be used here for schools to pay teachers better. Those are funds that could be used, you know, to fund projects here for, you know, housing the homeless.
The U.S. government has sent over $12 billion in military aid to Israel since last October. The U.N. International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants on both Hamas and Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this past May, for acts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today sunny, high near 68. Overnight clear with a low of 42. For Tuesday sunny, high near 75. Coming up on Think, NFL cheerleaders put in hours of practice and serve as ambassadors for the teams and get paid next to nothing. Lawsuits that are fighting for a pay increase and why misogyny in sports is so hard to eradicate. That's at noon today on Think.